Did I say chapter? I did say. I do want chapter 2. No, I want chapter 2. Mm-hmm. And I also want chapter 3 later. A little red line in my Bible caught my eye. And having spoiled principalities and powers, by the way, I'm in chapter 2, verse 14. He made show of them openly, triumphing over them. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or the new moon or the Sabbath days, which are shadow things to come, but the body is of Christ. Carrie, there's your answer. Tell that lady,
yeah.
Big deal she smokes. She wants to drag cancer into her lungs. Guess that's her problem. There's no one can judge me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Chapter 3, Colossians.
I didn't understand some of the original ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you want to choose to do something like that, do it. Your wife might not like it. You know, husband might not like it, but that's what you want to do. If you want to smoke, you want to deal with the consequences. Chapter 3, verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of God of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Here again, let it. It just tells me that there's going to be days that your emotions are probably just going to kind of overtake your situation. Go back to the Word of God. Let that the peace of God rule. Just let it do it. Let's go to Romans 5. Verse 8. Through 11. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we now have received the atonement. It's a present thing. We now have received it. We are reconciled. We are justified. There comes that peace. Just go back to it. Romans 8, verse 1. I never could figure this out. I couldn't quite manage this one. No condemnation, really. But you know, when you're dead to sin and you allow Christ to save you, there's no guilt. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I want to tell you something. People are going to jump all over you and say, yeah, yeah, after the flesh. You need to crucify the flesh. You need to quit doing this. You need to... No. What this is talking about, quit trying to save yourself by what you do in the flesh. Allow the Spirit of God to save you. It's not about your flesh saving you. It's about the Spirit of God saving you. Yeah, if you're gonna walk after the flesh, you'll have trouble. The will of God. Anybody know what the will of God is? You ever hear people saying, "Oh, we just don't know what God's will is for our life." You know, we're praying that God would show us somehow what His will is. We don't know if it's our will that we should go to the mission field over here in Paraguay, or if we should go to Haiti. Seriously? One verse. Huh?
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is the will of God. 1 Timothy 2, verse 4. Who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth? That pretty well puts it out there. If you want to go out there and if you want to move to Alaska, move to Alaska. If you go financially broke or freeze to death, that's your problem. But it's not about whether it's necessarily God's will for you to move to Alaska. People will drag God through that mud about, oh, I think God wants us to do this. God wants you to be involved in the work of the gospel of Christ. He wants, first of all, you to be saved. Then how does this happen? Okay, this is where I went to originally when I...